Corrosione della stanza maggiore del chiesetto. Hayol Carlton Road is not so charged.
My name is Sheila Kloster, and my mother's side is the Tyrone House clan. My father is the Black Sheep clan. My maternal grandfather is the Mini Goats clan, and my paternal grandfather is the Salt clan, and that's who I am as a woman.
Artist Sheila Kloster was born between worlds. As she felt the birth nearing, Klostar's mother boarded a bus, hoping to make it back to her family's home in northern Arizona's Navajo Nation to give birth. But she didn't make it out of California.
And I was born in Redlands, California, and was raised in Howell Mesa, Arizona.
There, Klostar grew up with her grandmother, who taught her the traditional ways.
She would get up really, really early before the sun. She would always be walking from one family to another and visiting them early in the morning and having coffee with them and everything. But before she went walking, she would, you know, go outside and pray. And that one time I asked her, I said, "What are you doing?" You know, I was talking to her in Navajo. I was asking her, "What are you doing?" And she was saying that she was praying. And then she was telling me, "This is what you need to do. This is what you need to start doing."
Klostar took her first drink in eighth grade. Then she didn't drink again for years, but she did drift into an abusive marriage that drove her into despair.
I ended up with, my first husband at the time and had two kids with him. And so after that, you know, we stayed together for about almost 10 years. And then after that, that's when I took my second drink again. I was really abused during that time also. You know, being married to this person. And I guess couldn't endure it. And then I believed what he said. So a lot of those things that I believed what he told me I was, you know, I drank over all of that. For the first time, I ended up in jail for 4 days. And when I was in jail, I was ashamed. I felt a lot of guilt. I was scared. I felt a lot of pain and hurt, not only for myself, but for my kids. And on the third day, my second oldest daughter, she came to visit me. And I couldn't run no more. I couldn't just ignore her. I couldn't just, you know, do what I used to do. I had to sit there and listen to her. So she cried and she said all the things that she wanted to say to me. I just kind of like put all of that together and just finally put it in my heart and decided, you know, I'm not going to drink no more. I just wanted it like that because I didn't want my kids to hurt no more.
Klostar came to Tucson to begin her recovery and build a new life. She drew from the past to find strength, she says.
I relied on my tradition. You know, I just used all of that, what my grandmother taught me, my grandfather taught me, you know, and what they used to talk to me. And I started really listening to them and what it was just like I was a child again. And I could just hear their voice, you know, through the wind. And I could hear them, you know, being happy and feeling happy.
The traditional ways helped Klostar find herself and her happiness again. But they also would give her a new purpose, sharing what she'd learned with others so that they too can find a way back from despair. I'm Gisela Tellis, Arizona Public Media.